Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit and covering a lot of important subjects. We've seen the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, how the prophets prophesied of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel prophesied of the Anu Spirit and the My Spirit, that's the Spirit of Christ, and then the Holy Spirit coming to dwell in us. And then we see that John the Baptist was declaring that Jesus was the one who was going to be the baptizer of the Holy Spirit, which was the Holy Spirit initially being sent forth into the earth on the day of Pentecost. Jesus had already taught about the fact that we are to receive the Holy Spirit once we're a believer, and that's synonymous with drinking in the Holy Spirit. Now, when Jesus was exalted at the right hand of the Father, then he received the promise of the Father and sent it in on the day of Pentecost. We know the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father, and we've seen the fact that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is the new birth which occurs when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, the body of Christ. Then we are all made to drink into one Spirit, which occurs when we receive the Holy Spirit to come to dwell in us. If we don't have the Spirit of Christ, we're none of His, according to Romans 8:9. But once we have the Spirit of Christ, then we can receive the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in us. Praise God. And that is synonymous with drinking. That's the Greek word lambano, taking, receiving or taking the Holy Spirit into us, taking hold of Him. We've seen in Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 19, also in Acts chapter 2, many, many places where it talks about receiving the Holy Spirit, and we see the fact that receiving the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. We also talked about the fact about being filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit occurred in the Old Testament era, and it was always for the purpose of service. The anointing was upon the prophets, the priests, the kings, and those that were anointed for speaking forth the word of the Lord or doing the work of God, and that is the filling. It also is in the book of Acts. And in the New Testament era, we also are to continually be filled with the Spirit for the purpose of service. And we saw in Ephesians 5:18 and 19, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And how do we do that? Verse 19 says, speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our heart to the Lord. And it literally says, be being filled, showing that it is a process. When you get in praise and worship, when you get involved in prayer, it will cause a filling of the Spirit, and it'll be for the purpose of service in your life. Acts chapter 4, verse 31, they were all gathered together and they prayed. The place was shaken together and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they spoke forth, they went forth and spake the word of God with boldness in order to serve the Lord. Praise God. And we've looked at the outpouring of in the book of Acts, how there was a baptism and a filling and receiving of the Holy Spirit, and especially the filling of how the people went forth and did the service of the ministry of the Lord. Now, in the last broadcast, we were talking about the subject of praying in tongues. And this is important for you to understand. And we pointed out the fact that praying in tongues is a prayer language, and it is different from the gift of tongues. You see, when a person gets born again, they get the Spirit of Christ, then they receive the Holy Spirit who comes and dwells in their new Spirit of Christ. Then they have the ability to pray in tongues at will. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives the utterance or the language, and we quoted that scripture in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, where the Bible says that they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit gave them the language, or that's what utterance means. And this is important to realize, that praying in tongues is praying with a language that the Holy Spirit has that's going to flow forth through you. And this is what we're doing when we're praying in tongues. We pointed out the fact that there's a difference between the prayer language of tongues and the gift of tongues. And this is important to go over again. The gift of tongues is as the Spirit of God wills. It comes from God through the Holy Spirit to man. It has a downward effect, essentially, from God up there. He's sending it down through the Holy Spirit. and it's manifest through an individual who speaks forth a gift of tongues, and it must be interpreted in the church. The purpose of it is to bring a message from God to the church, and it must have an interpretation or it would be out of order. Now, the prayer language of tongues is totally different and opposite direction. It is praying from man unto God. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2 says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." Praying in tongues is praying with your spirit and praying in the Spirit. Very important that you understand that. Now, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15 says this, "What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also." What is praying and singing with our understanding? That's according to our understanding and our mind. We are going to speak forth or sing in our own language, and we understand what we're saying. What is praying or singing with the Spirit? It is not just some special anointed singing or praying, as people have said. It is praying or singing in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you are praying what the Holy Spirit would pray through you. When you're singing in tongues, it is tremendous in entering into the presence of God and worshiping Him. And then the scripture that shows you very clearly what praying with your spirit is in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14. He says, "If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." When you pray in tongues, it is your spirit praying. My spirit praying. It's so clearly defined in 1 Corinthians 14, 14. "If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding's unfruitful." You do not know what you're speaking. And that's okay, because if you had to know everything that you were praying that was going to come forth from the Holy Spirit, He'd have to be coming down to your level before you could ever pray anything. You know, it absolutely is fantastic what God has given the body of Christ in praying in tongues. Think of this. If you could pray with a language that is from the Holy Spirit, that is going to pray according to what He would pray in any given situation, according to His knowledge, and He has all knowledge. He knows what the devil's up to. He knows what's going on. He knows what to pray for. We don't know what all to pray for as we ought, the Bible says. But we could pray a prayer directed by the Holy Spirit according to His will, according to His knowledge, according to what He sees. That's going to be a perfect prayer. It's God praying through you. That's what praying in tongues is. If you could do that, wouldn't that be fantastic? You can. That's exactly what you're doing when you're praying in tongues. You are praying what the Holy Spirit would pray through you. Now, how do you get started doing this? You first have to have the Holy Spirit in you. Once you have the Holy Spirit in you, then you can pray in tongues at will. And let me say this, there's lots of people out there that have said that, well, if you don't speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit within you. That is a lie. You have the Holy Spirit in you when you have prayed a prayer and asked the Father to give you the Holy Spirit, or you have received the Holy Spirit through prayer and or laying on of hands from someone ministering to you. Once you have the Holy Spirit in you, then you have the ability to pray in tongues. You know, I know people that have received the Holy Spirit dwelling in them, and they never prayed in tongues because they didn't know how, or they were afraid of it, or they were taught against it, or they just had a hard time learning how to get started in it. This is what is very important to understand, how to pray in tongues, because people have been taught against this. The Holy Spirit wants you to start praying in tongues, but remember, you got the Holy Spirit first, then you have the ability to pray in tongues. Praying in tongues is an evidence of the Holy Spirit within you, because you couldn't pray in tongues without the Holy Spirit, but it is not the evidence. The evidence is the fact that you are born again and that you have received the Holy Spirit according to the Word, acting upon it, and He's dwelling in you. And as I said, it's possible for you to have the Holy Spirit, but never pray in tongues. Now, if that's your situation, say, well, I guess I don't need that. Oh, yes, you do. You need everything of the Word of God. You need to be praying in tongues because it's a tremendously powerful prayer language that's going to flow forth through you to see the Holy Spirit be released to bring forth the Word of God. There's great benefits of speaking in tongues. When you start speaking in tongues, you're going to be magnifying God. When you start speaking in tongues, it brings a rest and a refreshing. When you speak in tongues, it's going to pray things that you don't even know what to pray for as you ought. You're going to be praying according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 26, 27, and 28. It talks about how likewise the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we or weaknesses of mind, that's talking about, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, or that means with signs and speech which is unintelligible or not regular speech, otherwise you don't know what you're saying. That is inward, inaudible, or ununderstandable prayer, or one translation says, inarticulate speech. So it's important that we learn to pray with tongues, because it's going to release what the Holy Spirit would say through us. When you pray in tongues, it's going to be according to the will of God. It will be no selfishness in it. And you'll be praying according to what the Holy Spirit sees. Also, when you pray in tongues, it has a great benefit of edifying you and building you up and strengthening you. 1 Corinthians 14:4 says this, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifieth. And the word edified means to charge up like a battery. Edifies and builds up himself. This is what God wants you to do. When you pray in tongues, not only does it release the power of the Holy Spirit and what He would say out of you, but also it edifies and strengthens you and builds you up, charges you up spiritually on the inside of you. In fact, Paul realized how important praying in tongues was, and he said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. He wasn't bragging. He was declaring the fact that he'd learned such a tremendous source of spiritual edification and prayer that would release the power of the Holy Spirit and pray according to the will of God and see pray with the Spirit in order to bring forth what God wanted in a situation. This is why you've got to learn to pray in tongues. Praise the Lord. If you don't pray in tongues, we can help you. I help people all the time to receive their prayer language. First of all, remember, you get born again. Secondly, you receive the Holy Spirit to dwell in you. Then you have the ability to pray in tongues. One thing is first, you need to realize is that you're going to pray in tongues at will. I will pray with the Spirit. You're in control of it. You can start or stop it at will. You need to understand that. You have the ability to pray in tongues. And we can help you to learn how and pray with you and get you started in that. And we lay hands on you, we pray with you, and the Holy Spirit just brings forth that prayer language as you open your mouth and begin to speak with it. See, you yield yourself and cooperate with Him, and then He just flows that prayer language right out of you, and you'll be able to pray in tongues and use that spiritual prayer language of praying with your spirit to be a servant for the Lord in prayer, in an intercession, and also in worship by singing with your spirit in tongues to Him. I have written a book on this subject. If you'd like to get a hold of it, please give me a call and request the book, Praying in Tongues. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.